till I die. Glory be to God. I hope you don't mind. I was just having a little moment here, as I always do. But that song is pretty special. That song is called Church Medley, and it's by Donnie McClurkin. And if you don't know, now you know. The church is in you. You are a living temple of God. And we're put on this earth to learn, create, love, live, and grow. Each one of us put on this earth for a divine purpose. And today being Dr. King's birthday, I just want to take a moment to recognize this legend. You know, every day, in my divine purpose, I carry on the dream, because I am a keeper of the dream. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to treat everybody right until I die. I'm going to sow love for God, because for God I live and for God I die. I'm not here for material things. I'm not here to get what I can and come up off others. See, that's how some people live. They lift themselves by stepping on others like crabs in a bucket. And the one thing that Dr. King taught us and showed us was unity and inclusion, genuine equality, righteousness. That's what Dr. King was. And he lived his life as an example to what we should become. Use love and nonviolence. The Civil Rights Campaign was a campaign of love and nonviolence. When they wanted to fight back, Dr. King said, no, we're going to use love. And that's what he did. And you know what? He was right. Love drives out hate. Light drives out darkness. Love is the greatest power. Love is what got me here today. I came this far by faith, believing in love. And I always use love, even when the counterpart was used against me. I still use love, and I learned to love me. So that's what we got to do, keepers of the dream. We got to love one another, but that love begins within. Just as I told you, change starts within. It's like the pebble going in and the ripple effect. Cause and effect. Cause the ripple went in, because the pebble went in, the ripples come out. Because love goes in, love comes out. What you sow is what you reap. You want love, you got to sow love. We got to be a change. I am grateful for his life. I'm grateful for what he stood for. I'm grateful for what he has done, for what he accomplished. But hate did not win. Hate did not win on the day that Dr. King died, because the message goes forward. The message goes on in you and me, running up that hill daily. We are the church medley, and we sing the hymns. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna treat everybody right. And that begins with that person that you see in the mirror. Begin with them. Treat yourself right. Eat right. Eat healthy. Do the right thing, and the right thing shall follow you. See, you know, when we do wrong, then You know, it's like making a wrong turn. You make one wrong turn, then you got to make another wrong turn. You're trying to find your way out of there. And but when you do right, then there go right. Like you make the right turn, and you going where you're trying to get to. Destination up ahead on this highway of life, that's greatness. And we're going to continue to chase greatness in honor of Dr. King, whose spirit is not sleeping, resting, but is alive and well in you and me. We are spirits having a phenomenal physical experience, and life is truly what you make it. Life is the creation of your mind. If a person chooses to sit and say, woe is me, and do nothing about their circumstances, nothing is going to change. If all they believe is they can't do it, everybody's against me, I'm not going to make it, I ain't going to succeed, it's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen for me. Just think, if I'd have thought that would grow, if I'd have thought I could never tell you so, I could never tell you to grow, I could never believe it for myself that I could grow. Life is the creation of our mind. And I'm going to tell you something. In my mind, I'm creating a world where we're all on the battlefield, where we're all treating each other right, where we can all live together in harmony, unity, genuine equality, and righteousness, where those who oppress others can understand that one day they're going to have to answer for their actions and what they're doing on this earth. See, our time here is not long. We don't have time for hate. We don't have time for that. We need to be busy doing something positive, creating, living, loving, learning, lifting, sowing, growing, helping others. Being the change to change the world. Because if we all be the change, we can change our world. And it begins right there where you are. I just thank God for this day. I thank God for every doorway of opportunity that God has given me. I mean, even when it seemed like it turned to negative, it turned to positive. My truck's broke down. They fixing on it. They working on it. It needs a motor control module. So I've been kind of off work for a few days. But I was given the option to rent a car and drive back home, or stay in a hotel and wait till the car gets ready. And the truck gets ready. I decided to wait on the truck. And I was told that I was going to receive $500 breakdown pay. So it was a blessing. I mean, it truly was a blessing to be able to get paid. Even though my truck broke down, I'm still getting paid anyway. All things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Truck be ready tomorrow. And I'll be back on the road, me and the proud Mary. Big wheels keep on turning, and the proud Mary gonna keep on rolling. And we rolling for God, honey. Sowing the seeds of love all over the world. God bless you, Afghanistan. God bless you as you grow. Virtually, here we stand, hand in hand. Wherever you are, feel the love. I'm sowing the seeds of love. Here, there, and everywhere. We growing. Word is getting around. Grow is here, and grow is about God. God is love, and God is within. God is a spirit that is within you and me that you cannot see, but you can feel it. You can feel the love. You know that God is with you. We've come this far by faith. By faith. God has brought us this far by faith, and God is going to continue to carry us on. When I began this podcast 3 years ago, it was just two or three countries growing with me: United States, Russia, and Germany. Wait a minute. United States, Russia, and no, it was United States, Russia, and France. That's what it was. Germany, you came later. But United States, Russia, and France. And now look, it's 127 countries. And we growing. Word is getting around. All you got to do is be the change, and then there go the breakthrough. Change all around you. You're going to be like, how that happen? Oh, because I started it. Because I sowed the seeds of love into it. I hope you don't mind. That song just really moved me. And thinking on the legend, Dr. King, and what he stood for. And in the end, Dr. King said he was tired of marching. He said, I just want to do God's will. And God's will is the love. That's God's will. That's the commandment of God, is the love. We were put here to grow, born to be alive. Well, why do people suffer? Why is there suffering? Suffering builds a legend. And I remember I suffered too. But faith without works is dead. I had to get up and do something about it. I had to make a change. I had to believe. I had to know that my life is a creation of my mind. And I had to know that I am greater than what I have become. Even this day, there's still greatness on the way. All I got to do is keep chasing greatness. Keep after that thirst for righteousness, seeking God. Because as fast and furious as I'm seeking God, God is seeking after me just as fast and furious. God is after me as I'm after God, because that's all I'm looking for. I'm looking for the side I got from God, because I'm going to take the reign and grow and rise and overcome. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're overcoming. You are overcoming right now. We come this far by faith. Faith the size of a mustard seed. Because at the time, 3 years ago, standing in that house, I stood there and I said, grow. And I spoke it over me. From 1 to 8 billion. I'm speaking it over the world. For the world to grow. For everything you touch. You got the Midas touch. For everything you touch. Keeper of the dream. King and queen of the king. For everything you touch to grow, that it turns to grow. You got to believe. You got to believe for you. You got to believe for the creation that you make in your mind. What is it that you want to do? You got to get about it and make it happen. I want to finish this book. And I know that I have to do it. Can't nobody tell this story the way I can. I done paid people to help me. And they can't tell it the way I can tell it. The way that it truly needs to come out. I don't need no whole bunch of words filling up stuff that don't mean anything. A bunch of jibber jabber. I can't use that. They ain't gonna do nothing but confuse folks. I need to tell them the story the way that it happened. So they can understand that we truly have came this far by faith. Look at what happened to me. How did I get life? A life of oppression to a journey to grow. That's exactly what didn't happen. The black sheep under the wing of God has risen to become the shepherd. You also rise and be a shepherd of the Lord. Show love. Tell him that God is the way, the truth, and the light. See, there's a lot of names for God. People got a lot of names for God, and that's all right. But let them understand this, that love is the backbone of all religion, and God is love. God is love, not the author of confusion, not divisiveness, not hate. God is the, the sweet fruits of the Spirit, love and patience, kindness, peace. That's of God. And we are of God because within us is the power to do the right thing. We were born with it. The power to do the right thing. We down here with two forces, good and evil. And we got to decide who are we going to serve, good or evil. Which one you going, what side you going to be on? See, because you can't be on both sides. You just got to do the right thing. Even when it's not easy to do the right thing, just do the right thing. And the right thing shall follow you. It works like Murphy's Law. It works all the time. Just like good karma. There's good karma and there's bad karma. Good karma. Trust in His holy word. He'll never lead you wrong. We've come this far by faith. Church Medley, you are the church. Love is in the heart. And that's where you start. And you begin within. Love you. Love you and understand this, that all you can do is control you. You can't control nobody else. You can control you. And by controlling you, that's how you control that around you, because it's going to set a precedent, you know. It's going to throw some positive off into that negativity. Throw some positive in there, some positive change. Sometimes you just got to walk away from folks. Sometimes you got to let people believe that what they think is right, even though they may be wrong. And you just got to leave it alone, because they're going to come around. They're going to see. They're going to see the true way. They're going to see the right way. And right is truth. And truth is power. So speak truth to power. Love. Love is an action word. It means to do something. So love grow. Greatness reached over oppression through wisdom. And this is your speaker on today, Jacqueline. And I love you. And God bless you. And God keep you each and every day. Church Medley. We've come this far by faith. In honor of the great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, his dream is our dream. And we rolling on full steam on this love, peace, and soul train. Different skin, one love, one God who created us. One love. Blood type, red, grow positive.